Goeienaand almal. Kan almal my hoor? Okay, dis nie. Just about. All right, great stuff. So Andre, you were talking about the Israelites and the Egyptians. Reminded me of that story of the student and the professor who was an atheist. And so the students, he tells the professor, but he tells him a story about the Israelites and Egyptians, and the professor says, no man, that theory is not right, because if you go look at in the studies and everything, water was only about 5 inches deep. And so the student sits there, and he says, praise the Lord! And the professor asks, what are you on about? He says, he drowned the whole army in 5 inches of water. So that one didn't work out for the professor. But yeah, so just a quick one. I just wanted to ask quickly. Oh, okay. There's no more left. Het allemaal gekry, chocolates. I thought there was some left. Who can remember? Is there one left? Two? How many? Is there two left? Okay. May I get them? Oh. We're not doing a tradition or anything. Don't worry. Who can remember what last week's message was about? Now we. Can anyone remember what last week's message was about? Yes, Johandra, jy vra wel oor die conference. Yes. Decision, okay. Can you remember what the topic of the sermon was? Okay, strengthening. You're not mother, but you must share, right? Okay, so we're not starting a tradition, yeah? And then Josh, I'm going to give you, absolutely, there's some, we're going to give you one. If you've got one, so we sort of, this is not a tradition. Tim just said, since the previous time that we're handing out chocolates, I thought maybe now that we've got some, we can start this business. But this evening, I want to just, last week's message was about strengthening our relationship and our intimacy with God the Father. And I was touched on areas that we need to draw near to God, and that we don't drift away, because the world doesn't want to allow us to draw near. The world is there to pull us away from God. And I was touching on the area of condemnation and conviction. And I believe that some of you guys had a revelation on that, in that area. And then also that we should stop hiding and start confessing. And then also that to move from guilt to a place of grace. And then the last area that I touched on was that we need to continuously feed on the Word of God, and not on the hard popcorn. It must, the kernels, that it must become heated, that it will feed us, like the popcorn. Like, is Matthew here? No, it's Matthew here. He demonstrated for us. But I also believe that there's more people that wanted to respond for prayer. And so I want to prepare you now that by the end of this message, I'm just praying that God will prepare our hearts, that we will use that time to come to a place of ministry. That God, I feel like God wants to break things free. He wants to break bondages. He wants to break things over our lives. And He wants to strengthen us. He wants to encourage us. And He wants us to walk in freedom. And so I'm really trusting that if you didn't respond last week, but you wanted to, that tonight you will have the opportunity at the end when we're going to respond to the call of Jesus to say, Jesus, I want to walk in freedom. I want bondages to be broken off. And but that will happen more and more as we go deeper into our relationship with God. And so this evening, this message, can you put up Psalm 92 verses 12 to 14 for me? And so the topic for this evening is the righteous will flourish. Am I on? Okay, all right. This is not a prosperity teaching. But it says here, the righteous will flourish. What does righteous mean? Yeah, it's been mentioned a couple of times now lately. The righteous mean being in right standing with God. In other words, you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And because of Jesus, you are now in right standing with the Father, with God. And then it says, will flourish. But does it mean that you will flourish immediately? In some way you will. But the outwalking of your spiritual journey, there's a growth that needs to take place and things that will happen. But listen to this. It says, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. And I thought, that's interesting. Why a palm tree? Like, why not any other tree? Like a big oak tree or a strong, but it says a palm tree. And I thought, okay, I'm going to now, so when I read this scripture early in the week, I thought, I'm going to go look at facts of palm trees that maybe I don't know about. And I came upon some interesting facts that I feel God can use this evening to illustrate to us what that can mean in our lives from His Word. It says, they will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. Say planted. They will flourish in the courts of God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green. Where's the more mature? I don't want to call it old age, but all the mature people yet this evening. Isn't that beautiful? They will flourish in old age. They will stay fresh and green. They've still got a lot to give. In fact, I think they got more to give because of the wisdom that came over the time. And so if you think, I'm retired now, I'm here to, no, God wants to use you. He wants you to flourish. He wants you to give of that freshness and this greenness. But the first thing that I want to touch on a palm tree, can you put up that picture of the palm tree? See, that is a picture of palm trees in a desert. Can you see anything else growing there? Not the mountain in the background. And so what's interesting, when you think of palm trees, you think of many things. You think of islands and holidays and all of those things. Palm trees flourish in the desert, in the extreme heat. And the only way that it can do that, when there's no rain and it's extremely hot and the conditions are severe, the only way that it can do that is because its roots go extremely deep. And it will, the deeper it go, the more water it will get. And then the higher it will grow. And it takes time. And so I said here, our deep roots, our connection in God is more important than our circumstances, our surroundings. What is your surroundings? Family? Friends? Children? Parents? School? University? Work? Our surroundings in life is not as important as what is happening between you and your relationship with God. And here's the thing, you cannot control your surroundings, right? Things are going to happen. But you can control your relationship with God. Your relationship with God is your responsibility. And so we cannot control our parents. Who's the youngsters sitting in the meeting? Oh, they're at the back. They're sitting. So you cannot control your parents. Parents, there's a stage where you cannot control your children. Or there's stages, Yoandre. Right? But they're going to do things. And as they're going to do what they want to do is they, when they're little, and they're going to, and then you have to teach them. And when they grow up, they're going to do things and things that you can't control. See, eh? But palm trees flourish in the heat because their root system goes deep. And our root system in God should be deep. That's why I shared the message last week, how important it is that we strengthen our relationship with God. And so, how do we operate in extreme weather conditions? Now, how do we operate in extreme conditions in our lives? How do we operate in extreme conditions in our spiritual lives? How do we operate when we lose a loved one? And I know there's many of you that's over this past couple of years lost loved ones that you love dearly. How does that affect our relationship with God? Maybe you're divorced. Maybe your parents got divorced. Maybe you, as children, you have unloving parents, parents that's not present, they don't care, they're not there for you. Maybe you've been abused physically, verbally. If I have to ask to put up hands, how many of us have been abused? I think a lot of hands will go up. Neglected. Maybe you're feeling dry and empty and unsure. And that's why I want to emphasize on our roots that needs to go down as deep as possible in God, in God's word, in prayer. So that in these times, in the severe circumstances, when you're in the desert, when there's no rain, that our roots go down and we always go back to God. This last 7 years, just from a business perspective, I'm a businessman. And I can tell you now, all the things that I've gone through in those last 7 years, just in business alone, all the money that we've lost in business, I can tell you now, my business shouldn't have still existed. But if it wasn't for the Word of God helping me to make the right decisions, those that God has placed around me to get input from leaders around me to help me to make the right decisions, if it wasn't for that, where the roots kept on going down as I went through these difficult, dry, severe circumstances, if it wasn't for that, things would have been totally different today. But I know that when I went through that, I went back to God's word. When I was in financial difficulty, I said, okay, what does God's word say about finances? And I've shared a lot with you. What I've learned more than just on wisdom on finances is my relationship with God grew in a way that I never thought. I get to know the character of God more than about the finances. But in that, God gave me wisdom in that area, at those stages of my life. And I want to encourage you with that. Allow your roots to go deep. The second thing that I found very, very interesting is that, I'm not very good with plants and trees and tuinmaak and gardening and all that kind of stuff. Who's good with gardening here? Oh, there we go. We've got a couple of hands. Who else is good at gardening? Met groen vingers. There we go. Here's a couple of more. Whatever you plant, it grows. But what I didn't know is that when you cut the bark of a tree, that bark of the tree is part of the feeding system of a tree. And most of the trees, when you cut the bark right across, most of the trees will die because it's part of the feeding system of that tree. With a palm tree, if you cut the bark of a palm tree, it will not die. Doesn't matter how many times you cut it, because the source and the strength and the power comes from inside of the tree. And with that, I feel God was highlighting that some of us here this evening, we've got deep cuts. We've got deep wounds. I know that. And that's why I'm trusting that tonight God's going to bring healing. I know there's deep wounds here. How do we respond to that? Sometimes the deepest cuts come from those that are closest to us. I know. I grew up with a stepfather that told me constantly, I will never be able to do anything. I was useless. Who is that for you? Only to, for me to learn later that, and I mentioned last week, is that hurt people. And so to identify where that's coming from. Some cuts in life comes from people who have their own problems. And we get stuck right in the middle. And we get the consequences, right? I remember I was 9 years old when my parents got divorced. Totally unaware. I woke up on a Sunday morning and there was somebody else in the house. And we had to deal with that consequences as children, 9 years old. And now when I look back at my life, I can see the areas where God has protected me. But there's cuts, there's wounds. For some of us, it's physical abuse. For some of us, it's verbal abuse. Some of us have been hurt severely. And there's a way that I dealt with those hurts. And there's different ways that different people deal with these hurts. And it's generally in two ways. Some people will try and medicate it. So they will start using drugs, alcohol abuse, whatever they can use, medicine. And they will want to medicate it. Some will start watching porn. Do different things. Maybe you're sitting here and you're thinking back and you think, yeah, I did these things. And we will want to medicate it with something. What I did is I got busy. I did any sport that I could as a child. I did rugby, cricket, swimming, triathlon. I played roller hockey for Western Province. I did as much as I could. If I wasn't home, it was better for me. So I tried to numb it with staying busy. What do some adults do? We stay busy with work. We stay busy with sport. And we try and numb those very things that hurt us. What God wants us to do with our pain, and I mentioned it last week, is He wants us to face it. Because when we face our pain, that's when God can deal with us. He can strengthen us. He also wants us to forgive. And I believe, and I know, there's many people sitting here tonight that even you say, now I forgive, that you struggle with forgiveness. And if we struggle with forgiveness, healing can't come. Strengthening can't come. Roots going down can't come. Because Jesus is very clear, how can He forgive us if we can't forgive? And it's an area I want to touch on tonight. Forgiveness. He also definitely wants us to fall in love with Jesus more and more and more. And then also, and this is something that some people are thinking, sometimes He wants us to find professional help. He is the first professional help we go to, is His word. But He's also given us doctors. That is very good, gifted at what they do. And so remember that as well, that if you're struggling in such a way, that there is that option to go and do that. But I want to come back to the forgiveness. Can you put up that picture of Lady Frieda? Who knows this lady's testimony? She's from Rwanda. She now stays in Australia. This lady, at the age of 14, She grew up in Rwanda, in what they call it, Tutsi tribes. And they were looked down upon. She was made fun of from when she can remember. And then in 1994, she was 14 years old. 100 days of genocide in Rwanda. I can't remember how many people they killed. And so they've been, her and her family, grandparents, family, her brothers and sisters, they were hiding. And after 100 days, they found them. And their neighbors took them to a ditch. And they were just killing. They were killing the people. And they knew, her family knew that it's the end. And so they beheaded her mother in front of her. And so then, because she couldn't pay the people that took them hostage, wanting to kill them, she couldn't. If you want to get shot, you needed to pay them. Otherwise, you've got to choose which do you want to die with, what weapon. And she chose a baton. And she just said, hit me hard. And after her mother got beheaded in front of her, the guy hits her with a baton. She knocks, passed out. She's lights out. The guy thought she was dead. And then she shared a testimony. She says she didn't witness. She was out for 14 hours. She didn't witness the rest of the killing of her family. But after 14 hours, she came to her senses. And she came out of that. And she struggled from that day as she started healing physically. She had severe nightmares of what had happened that day. She had pain, the whole body, constantly. And she had nightmares and she headaches, body aches. It was severe. And at the age of 18, somebody took her to church. She met Jesus. And she gave her life to the Lord, but she struggled to forgive. And the people around her started praying for her to help her to forgive those that have done this. And as they continued to pray for it was a journey. She slowly came to terms on forgiving. And then she went and visited these people that killed them, their family, in prison. On that day in prison, she forgave them. She released them. She just said, Lord, I forgive them. She forgave them. They got saved. The very people that killed her family got saved. You know what happened? Immediately. Guess what happened? No more nightmares. Immediately. She immediately was healed. No more back pain. No more headache. And God released her. And the very things that cut her, that hurt her, the wounds, that very things that turned into scars, God used as a testimony to lead other people to Jesus. And I want to encourage you this evening, if you've got wounds that is infected, don't neglect it. If you've got infected wounds, I feel God this evening wants to deal with it. He wants to turn those wounds into scars. And the very thing that the enemy said that I'm going to use against her, the very thing God says, I'm going to turn that around and I'm going to use it against you. That very scars, I'm going to turn into a testimony that's going to save other people. And this testimony of hers turned into a ministry. She's now ministering. And I feel for you here this evening, maybe some of you here, you struggle with anxiety. You've got cuts of anxiety. You've got wounds of depression. Maybe you're struggling with sin, areas of sin in your life, pornography, abuse, verbal abuse. Maybe there's married couples here that's really struggling. Maybe your spouse have caused a deep wound. Parents, children, Friends, what are the wounds that God is highlighting to you right now? But the cuts won't kill you, because God will heal the wounds. And those wounds will become scars. And those scars will give you a testimony. It will give you a strong testimony. And God will use that to give you a purpose. And He will make that very thing your ministry. The very thing that you struggle with, He will make it your ministry. I want you to be open for that. The third thing that was very interesting for me, can you put up that the next picture of the... Interesting, if you put a chain or a rope around a tree, how many of you have seen a tree grow around something, grow into something or grow over something? And so generally this will happen, that it will grow into, the tree will grow around it, will grow in it. And interesting enough, a palm tree, if you put a chain around it, initially that chain is much stronger than the palm tree. But as the palm tree grows, if you put a rope or a chain around it, as the palm tree grows and the roots go deeper and it strengthens and strengthens more from the inside, guess what happens to that chain? It breaks. That chain breaks. I didn't know that. It snaps. And with that, I was feeling that there's some of us here this evening that's got chains, that's got bondages, words that were spoken over us when you were younger. Maybe you've got chains of anxiety. And the enemy comes in and says, I've got you with depression. I've got you with nightmares. I've got you with thoughts of feeling unworthy. I've got you trapped in your sin. And you're like, Lord, I want to repent. Maybe he's got you in your hobbies and your busyness. And God doesn't want you to accept that to be part of who you are. I think he wants us to, when we come up for prayer ministry later, he wants to break chains over us that is holding us bondage. He doesn't want the chains to grow into you. When I was 27, before I got saved, I got caught up in pornography. And of course, I didn't bring it into the light. I was caught. And you know, last week I shared, if you get caught, you know, it's like... It's all that guilt and that shame and that comes with that. But then I got saved. And interestingly enough for me is when I had people praying for me to break this off, God released me immediately from pornography. Immediately. And I said, I'm not going to allow this thing, this chain, to grow into me, because I know it's going to damage my marriage. It's going to damage my intimacy with my wife. It's going to damage me as a father. And I said, God, no more. And I think for me, and I'll never forget this, in one of the conferences, Andrew said, he says, for some of us, God will release us instantly, because maybe he knows that we can't handle it. But for some of us, he's going to take us through it, because he wants to strengthen us deeper in our relationship with him. He wants us to come out stronger, and he wants to use that as a testimony. But if he releases you instantly, it's also a testimony. But maybe again, you're feeling, I'm struggling, I can't get through this. You need to continue to grow your roots down. Continue to strengthen your relationship with God, because he's going to get you through this. He's making you stronger through this. He's going to break this off of you. And then when you're through it, you're going to look back and you're going to say, Lord, now I see what you've done. Sometimes God wants you to walk things out, because he wants to bring deeper healing and deeper freedom in your life. Amen. These are the times that God causes us to grow. And then lastly, can you put up that video clip for me, please? Of a hurricane, and I couldn't find a longer or a more severe one. But what normally happens with palm trees in a hurricane, I always look at those videos and I think, hey, when is this thing going to snap? When is this thing going to break? But interesting enough, they just bend. They bend over for the duration of that storm. I don't know, I haven't seen any of these videos where a palm tree breaks. Have any of you seen something like that? Not yet. They just bend. And I think, for me, when I ask God, what does he want to show us this evening? I think he wants us to teach us to bend during the storm, to learn how to bend. And not to try be the stiff fighter, because if we're going to be stiff and we try to do things on our own, we're going to pop, we're going to snap. Like I shared last week, we can't do it out of our own strength. But during the storm, if the severe hurricane comes, we must learn to bend. In other words, Lord, this is tough. Lord, this is aina. Lord, this is hurting. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to go through this. Lord, why is my finances not coming right? Why is everything getting more expensive? Lord, I can't get through the month. What am I going to do? How am I going to put food on the table? Father, what's happening to my marriage? Lord, what's happening to my children? Lord, what's happening to my parents? What's happening to my friends? I can't do this. What's happening in my workplace? I can't bend anymore, Lord. What's happening in my business? And I feel the Lord is saying, the more we learn to bend, the stronger we will become. The more our roots go down. When the storm is finished, what happens? The tree comes right back up. And I feel there's some of you tonight, you're going to come right back up. I really trust that something's going to break over your life. Chains are going to break. Words are going to break over your life. Bondages are going to break over your life. Anxiety, fear, stress, nightmares are going to break over your life. I'm trusting for that. I came expectant for that. I'm trusting that you are expectant. And I said last week, the prodigal son, when he came to his senses, he decided he's going to go back to his father. He's going to run to his father. And what happened? He had the waiting father. His father was waiting for him. I think and I feel and I know that God is waiting for you tonight to respond. He's waiting for you to come. And he wants to put that ring on your finger. He wants to put the robe and he wants to take the weight off your shoulder. And I want us all to stand. Once you're standing, I want you to close your eyes. I'm going to read the psalm again. It says, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of God. Will still bear fruit and they will stay fresh and green. With our eyes closed, I'm going to read a couple of questions, and this is what I want you to do as I'm reading the questions, and as you're responding to those questions, you can wait till I finish reading the questions, or you can come straight away. I want you to come to the front. I want you to run to the Father. Because the Father's waiting for you. You know what is holding you back. You know what is weighing you down. Weighing you down from walking in the ministry that God has called you to walk. Because he wants you to break those bondages. He wants you to break those things off your life. Are you in extreme conditions? I'm going to read out these questions. If it's you, I want you to come to the front boldly. Run to the Father. We're going to pray for you. Are you feeling dry, empty, unsure? Do you want your roots to go deeper? Do you want your relationships strengthened so that you can withstand extreme conditions? In your marriage, in your parenting, with your parents, do you have cuts and wounds from the past that maybe got infected? And here's a big one. Do you need to forgive somebody? Do you want God to bring healing and to turn your scars into testimonies and into your ministry? Maybe you have changed that grew into you. Words that were spoken over you. Anxiety, depression, chains of nightmares, chains of feeling unworthy, chains maybe of willful sin, pornography, abuse, anything else that God is highlighting to you now. And you want Jesus to break these strongholds. Maybe you are in the middle of a storm or a hurricane and you want to learn to bend and not break. And you want to walk upright when the storm is over. Any of these areas, you want to strengthen your relationship with God. Anyone, I want you to come to the front. We're going to pray for one another. I'm going to give time. I know there's people that need to respond. God has showed me that the people's going to respond. He showed me he's going to break people free tonight. He's going to set people free. And you're going to leave here tonight upright, strong, because you're learning to endure the storm. You're learning to endure and persevere.